The winter precipitation has moved out of state, but the frigid temperatures are here. And amid those very cold temperatures, the state fire marshal's office is concerned we'll see a rash of house fires.
State Fire Marshal Brian Adams says if you're using a space heater,
you want to make sure it's away from all the combustibles in the room.
That means keep it away from blankets and sofas and do not leave it on overnight. Adams says if you have a fire going in the fireplace, make sure that's extinguished when you go to bed, and
never use your oven or your stove to heat your home.
At least 12 people have already died in house fires this year in Louisiana. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Does President Trump's endorsement of Julia Letlow make her the favorite to win the U.S. Senate Republican primary over incumbent Bill Cassidy? Advocate newspaper columnist Tyler Bridges says
Julia Letlow has never run a tough campaign. She's not run statewide. She's untested, and she hasn't raised the money yet.
Letlow was elected to the U.S. House in a 2021 special election to replace her husband Luke, who died of complications of COVID-19. Meanwhile, Cassidy has called for a full joint federal and state investigation into ICE activity after the fatal shooting of U.S. citizen Alex Preti. He called it incredibly disturbing, saying the credibility of ICE and DHS are at stake. Louisianians are paying higher sales tax than most. The Tax Foundation says Louisiana has the highest average combined state and local sales tax rate in the country at just over 10%. Policy analyst Janelle Fritz.
Louisiana has been in this not quite enviable spot the last couple of years, and even before it gained that top spot around 2022, it was always very, very close with Tennessee.
I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.